The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Andrew. Room a file open, 9221 882, $500. Yep, $500 cash on the table. Good morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a good morning to you and Steve. In the summer of 1969, here in Los Angeles, a scruffy ex-convict with a magnetic hold on young women sent some of his disciples into the night to carry out a series of gruesome killings. In doing that, Charles Manson became the leering face of evil on front pages across America. Manson died last night of natural causes in a hospital at Bakersfield, California, after nearly a century behind bars.
I didn't have nothing to do with killing those people. Period.
But he had everything to do with it.
Five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead.
Sharon Tate was 8 months pregnant at the time, married to director Roman Polanski. The killing spree continued, and in all, seven people were brutally murdered over two nights. On the second night, wealthy grocer Lino LaBianca and his wife Rosemary were stabbed to death in their home in a different upscale neighborhood of L.A. At both locations, Manson gang members, his so-called family, scrawled pigs and helter-skelter in the victim's blood. Helter-skelter after the Beatles song. Manson said that was to be the title of a race war he hoped the killings would ignite. Manson cast a spell over his vulnerable followers, mostly those young women with a blend of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But that spell and his courtroom antics did not work with a jury. He was initially sentenced to death, although that was later reduced to life in prison. Manson repeatedly came up for parole, knocked back each time. He never showed any remorse.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here?
This city was shocked, and we lived in fear in those months in 1969 after what became known as the Tate-LaBianca murders. Before, the Manson and his killers and the gang, they were all apprehended eventually, but it was 3 months later. And in between, gun sales and guard dog purchases skyrocketed. And Steve, I remember a lot of off-duty police officers were hired to guard homes in affluent neighborhoods,
yeah.
And security firms suddenly tripled in size.
Yeah, I can imagine. What happened to the rest of the so-called Manson family?
Yeah, well, only one of them was ever paroled. The others, like Charles Tex Watson, Leslie Van Houten, and Susan Atkins, have seen dozens of applications for release rejected. Patricia Krenwinkel, now 69, has become the California's longest-serving female inmate. And again, Stephen Basil, a nightmare and deranged mind that was Charles Manson is gone. He died at Bakersfield overnight north of L.A., age 83.
Thanks, Bob. Fascinating report. Charles Manson. I mean, we're glad that that chapter has closed, aren't we?
Hmm.
I mean, to see him on the news again last night and to be reminded of those images and reminded of what they did.
And the Nazi symbol on top of
the swastika up there, yeah. I mean, Bob, yeah, outstanding report on a difficult subject matter, but as we say, we're glad that chapter has closed.